Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Fundamentals of Success by Hiram Abiff Boas, published in 1923. No normal person wants to fail. Failure takes the sparkle from the eye, the color from the cheek, the edge from the intellect, and the nerve from the arm. The sense of failure depresses and dejects. It takes the sunshine out of life and brings the shadow. It takes joy from the heart and spreads sorrowing gloom. To fail utterly robs life of all satisfaction and contentment and fills it with misery and disappointment. And yet many do fail. Failures are on every hand. Not only do college students fail in the classroom, but people fail in every line of endeavor. They fail as lawyers and doctors, as ministers and carpenters, as farmers and shopkeepers, and in all other fields. There is no calling, no profession, no vocation where success can be guaranteed. Failures are found in all walks of life. Failure is evident in their dress, manifest in their walk, and written in their faces. There are many also who partially fail. They do not measure up to the standard of success and are conscious of their own failure. Although they manage to get along somehow, they hold inferior positions, are known only in a very limited circle. They do not get the joy of mastery over difficult situations, nor the full satisfaction of a successful life. They live with a sense of partial failure in their hearts and suffer humiliation in their own estimation. They do not get the fullness of life, an exhilaration of spirit, that come to those who have met the requirements and measured up to the higher standards. There must be some cause for all these unhappy failures. A human failure, from whatever source it comes, is a sad spectacle. Indeed, for a human being to fail in accomplishing their goals, with such possibilities and opportunities as are offered today, is enough to make the angels weep. God has filled the earth with innumerable blessings. There is room and plenty for all. He desires the joy and happiness of everyone, and has made abundant provision for our needs. But self-defeating, poisonous habits have marred the lives of millions, and made failure certain for a great many of them. Some people fail on account of their inheritance and environment. They are born from a long line of failures. Failure is in their blood and bone. They breathe the atmosphere of failure. They are surrounded by poverty, vice, and unhappiness. They know nothing but misery and squalor. They aspire to nothing beyond. There is nothing to encourage, nothing to inspire. Failure is only to be expected in many such cases. However, history has shown us, time and again, that children have emerged from such surroundings to become women and men of great accomplishment and noble service. For being made in the image of God, we all have latent abilities to overcome any circumstance or surroundings. Many young people fail because they have no definite ambition in life. They come to the years of maturity with no life plan and with no specific object in view. They have selected no line of development. They have no profession, no vocation, nothing definite before them. They just wait for something to open up, hoping to enter the opening and thereby earn a living. Failure is certain to follow such a lack of method. beautiful house cannot be built without plans and specifications laid out in advance. Yes, such plans may be subject to change in the process of construction, but they are essential to the building. Likewise, a great life cannot be built without plans and specifications to guide the builder, though they may be subject also to changes during the process of construction. A person who has no definite object in view is subject to every passing whim, and thus likely to be weak and vacillating, shifting from one field to another, and to be permanently nowhere. It frequently appears that the best place to fish is on the other side of the river, but the successful fisherman knows the river and the bait to be used. Just so in business, it frequently appears that the other person has a better position or a better business, and thus a change seems desirable. This may sometimes be true. A change may be necessary. Some successful people have changed two or three times in early life before settling permanently in their life work, where they have achieved great prosperity, but to be changing positions or to be shifting from one business to another is not often wise. As Scripture says, the one who wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Let not such a person think that they'll receive anything. The woman and man with no definite aim, no fixed purpose, is on the road to failure. If we would like to avoid certain failure, let us stop short and take our bearings. Let us look over the field and select some definite thing to do. Then let us do that one thing with all our might, making sure that the chosen field is in keeping with our taste, and thus be a source of constant interest and pleasure. Many people have failed because they have drifted into a work for which they were not suited, and in which they lost all interest. In order to do your best, you must love your work and find joy in its accomplishment. A rock upon which many go to pieces is the failure to look after details. The little things are sometimes of vast importance. We are judged in our characters frequently by the little things observed. Trifles make perfection, but perfection is no trifle, said Michelangelo. And as trifles make perfection in art, so the trifles make perfection in business. Numerous small leaks can soon sink the largest ship. Numerous small things going wrong can soon destroy the largest business. A microscopic eye is necessary in every field of human endeavor. The close look is essential. It pries into the minutest detail to make sure that everything is kept in proper order. But other looks are essential too. The wide look sees relations. It discovers our relations to other people and the relations of our business to other businesses, and then it seeks the proper adjustment. The far look sees into the future and plans for the coming days. It is telescopic. It looks down the years and prepares for coming events. It is never taken by surprise, for it discovers the trend of events and knows what to expect. Lastly, the upward look is for divine guidance and aid. Another cause of many serious failures is bad company. Bad companions have wrecked the fortunes of many promising young people and dragged them down in utter confusion and shame. No person can surround themselves with the lazy and indolent, the hateful and pessimistic, the dishonest and corrupt, and escape unharmed. Just as no person can take fire into their bosom and not be burned. The successful woman and man surrounds themselves with those who share their ideals, who have a positive, hopeful, optimistic view of life, who are generous and embrace hard work. You are not simply known by the company you keep, but become that company. For bad habits result from bad company, with all the certainty of the laws of cause and effect. Indolence is perhaps the most contagious, for it soon takes possession of all those who surround themselves with the lazy and thriftless. Indolence and failure are fast friends, and travel hand in hand. But indolence and success are strangers. They never meet save on the highway, and have nothing in common. Extravagance is another habit to be avoided. Spending more than one's income is always an extravagance, and it leads directly to serious embarrassment and failure. Many fine people with splendid qualities have become entangled in this net, as the fly in the net of a spider, and have been brought to disgrace and ruin. They have fallen into fellowship with those who were spending more than they could afford, and not having the courage to break away from such associations, have been led to ruin by extravagant expenditures. Such conduct leads to new difficulties, and always ends in disastrous failure. Dishonesty follows naturally upon the heels of extravagance. On account of the needless expenditure of money, and the consequent embarrassment for immediate funds, many people have strayed from the path of honor, and stolen the cash to meet urgent needs. The first penny stolen from the cash drawer is a long step toward ruin. It makes the one who takes it nothing less than a thief, and paves the way to larger and more daring theft. So if you desire to make your life a success and avoid the snares that have caused others ruin, remember to never drift aimlessly with the current. Never neglect the smallest detail of your work or business. Never consort with those who will drag you down. Fold not your hands in idleness. Live always within your means. Be honest and trustworthy, and take full advantage of the wonderful opportunities that God has placed before you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.